You are listening to The Strategy Behind Branding Yourself, a podcast for those looking to tap into their passion, make an impact, and begin building a brand. My name is Precious Price, and I'll be your host. Thanks for joining. So we're back. It is now 2020. I have not spoken to you guys since 2019. Number one, I want to just say that I feel terrible for that. But number two, I also want to say that I hope you all understand why that is and the importance of just unplugging and refocusing. And really, that's what this, I'd say like a mini episode or mini update is all about. Number one, I just want to provide just an overall 2020 update of where we are as it relates to the strategy behind branding yourself, as it relates to me and my services and everything that I have going on, as well as it relates to the brand table. Because I know you guys are wondering, and I know I've had a number of people reach out asking when more episodes are going to be released. And the funny thing is that I've still been recording episodes here and there. It's just a factor of actually identifying the time, the best time to actually release those. So we're getting started and kicking it off, and I figured before I do all of that and just drop some episodes on you guys, I should probably be courteous and provide an update of why I have been MIA for a while. So just everything that has been going on in my life thus far. So back in October, and this is really the entire reason that I have been so unplugged for the last few months. So back in October, I bought my very first home, bought my very first property. And that entire process in itself was very consuming. Aside from my career, aside from my business, the process of buying a house and then even furthermore buying a house at my age here in Atlanta without being easily accessible to my parents or someone that I can pull to or talk to for advice was very, very, very difficult. But I'm honestly very happy that I got through that process and I'm now in my home. So it's knocking on, I would say, about 5 or 6 months since I have been living in my house, just me. So I purchased a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath home in South Atlanta. Absolutely love it. Love my neighborhood and love what I have. But really, I had a very specific goal when purchasing the house, and it was to increase my income. And I know that sounds very weird, right? Like you put yourself, you buy like $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 house to increase your income. What do I mean by that? Well, pretty much I understood that I wanted to purchase a single family home, not necessarily to live in it myself, but to rent it out, have short-term rentals through Airbnb and what have you, so that I can have some additional income. Most of you that know me know that my overall goal is, of course, like to create generational wealth, right? I don't come from a very rich family. I don't come from a parent with a ton of money. I was the first to graduate college from my family, then go off into this career. And now I'm doing all of this stuff, but I want to make sure that it's not just something that I'm doing for my life and then I'm just enjoying it. I want to make sure that I'm really setting the tone for my younger siblings, my future children, all of that good stuff. So that's what we're doing. And that was one of the very, very, very big pieces of where I am right now. So I bought that house and I've been doing a ton with that. But I also started a couple of new projects within my career that have kind of began to take up more time than I anticipated. So that is another reason why I have just been MIA. Like, these are all of the things that are just going on in my life right now. And honestly, it's like, if I can look back on, today is March 1st, if I can look back on everything that's happened thus far in 2020, number one, I just want to say that 2020 has been a year already. it has really been a year. And what I mean by a year is that some things have happened. Just, I would say, like, in general, in the economy, in pop culture, and in our individual lives, I'm sure that you all can relate that it has been crazy already. So I'm excited to see what else is to come for the rest of the year. But yeah, that's just where we're at. Even furthermore, within the last few months, I've also been just working on really amplifying my speaking career and my role as a speaker. As you guys know, like, I've been speaking for a very, very long time now. I'd say probably about 6 years. And that's a very long time to me because it's just a very long time to me. So I've been speaking, I've been doing panels, workshops, keynotes for a couple of years now. And I'm really working to amplify that role because it's always been a goal of mine is to be like a professional paid speaker. Like, if I could have my dream role, it would really just to be paid to talk. Because obviously, hence this podcast, I love to talk. I love to provide insight. I love to help people out. And honestly, just give value, make an impact. And the best way that I do that, I found for myself, is through speaking. So really, my overall goal for this year is to really amplify my speaking career so that I'm consistently getting paid to speak, getting paid enough that I could support myself also to speak. So that is what I'm doing. And then even furthermore, just since starting the new year, I've also began to Airbnb my place. Now, this has been very interesting. It's been very interesting thus far, but I have started to Airbnb my home as a way, like I said, to make some additional income. And this has been, honestly, I would say overall, it's been pretty good. So just to give you guys some numbers of what that looks like, for the most part, being that I travel for my career, so Monday through Thursday, I'm usually out of town. And I figured, why not begin to Airbnb my home since I'm already not going to be there? So for the most part, I'll do Monday through Thursdays. And then when I'm out of town on the weekends, which is honestly most weekends at this point, I Airbnb my home as well. Thus far, for 2020, I've booked about, I'd say, $9,000 or $10,000 in Airbnb income. Let me actually check that exact number now for you guys. I don't want to give you the wrong number. Yeah, so thus far, I have booked $8,377 from Airbnb, and it is March 1st. So I think my goal of actually hitting or I would say increasing my income from this, I guess we can call it right now a side hustle, from this side hustle, I think I'm on a pretty good track for that. And I'm excited to see by the end of the year how much I can actually increase my annual income from just adding this on. And, you know, I already have the house as it is. So how much I've been able to increase my income, pay for my mortgage, that type of thing. And thus far, as it relates to speaking or going back to speaking, I've completed 3 speaking engagements thus far this year, currently looking for more. And I do have 6 already mapped out for the rest of the year and booked and underway. So if you're interested in identifying or coming to support me wherever I'm speaking or seeing just where I'm, what I have going on, any updates regarding that, all of that information is listed on my website. You can find those updates, www.preciouscprice.com is where those are. And then I would say the biggest piece or the biggest update that I do have is that I have decided to refine my services. So we have always talked about how your brand is ever evolving, right? Like, you're always refining, you're always changing it. It's always being updated because we have so many interests, right? So I've decided to refine my services or really narrow them down. Number one, due to the fact that I know I am, my time that I have this year is, I would say, a lot less than what I had last year, right? So I really want to make sure that I'm using my time to the best of my ability And in order for me to do that, I really had to identify which of my services and which of my offerings were providing the most value, number one, but then also providing me with the most income. So there's this usually, and this is just a side note, usually when I'm working with my clients, what I tell them to do is to map out these ideas, right? Usually we have all of these ideas. I tell them to map that out on an income versus impact matrix, right? So just your X and Y axis and map out what that looks like. And you want to identify those items that are allowing you to hit the highest impact while also hitting a very high income as well. So for right now, I'm kind of cutting off my 4-week brand boot camp, even though that has been absolutely amazing. Those ongoing services, such as the boot camp, take way more time, number one, because as people know, when you're working with me, I try to provide the best value that I can. So I'm constantly finding ways to refine what that looks like, refine what that boot camp looks like and what each week looks like when we go over all of the different topics that's embedded within that. So I just found myself constantly trying to reiterate that. And for right now, I just need something that's there and that I do. So that's why I've shifted over into my one-on-one calls. So I have my power hour intensives, and then I also have half day and full day intensives that I offer as well, that are sort of like a workshop or a brand strategy workshop where we cover topics specifically related to you, but high level, we also go over my 3-part framework, which is value, community, and focus. So if you've been to any of my workshops, you know what those high level frameworks are, but for moving forward, it really looks a lot more, I'd say, niched down. And then it also looks a lot more, we're embedding a lot more design thinking methodologies within that. So I'm really excited about it. I actually just had one of those workshops this past week, and it was good. I've just booked another. So the fact that I'm actually getting booked for these, and I just released this whole service, I think is a testament to how important it is to constantly refine what you're doing and refine what's needed from your audience, right? Like I found that my audience, yes, the 4-week boot camp was going great, but when I did sort of a 2019 in review, I realized that the feedback that I was getting from my clients was that, you know, this is a lot of value. And then on top of me trying to build my business concurrently while learning, it's hard for me to keep up with the assignment. It's hard for me to sort of continuously understand, I guess, how all of this fits together if it's spread out into 4 separate weeks. So right now, I have set the 4-week boot camp aside, and we're doing all of that for the most part in one day or one call. Of course, the call is far more DIY, but, you know, it is what it is. So, yeah, just from going there, I have, honestly, my word for 2020 is just focus. And it's very general, but I think it speaks volume to everything that I have been doing over the last couple of years, but also just within my business, within life in general. It's just trying to focus, and focus way more than I have ever been, right? Because in order to get where at least I want to go, and for all of us, right, in order to get where we want to go, there is some level of focus that is required. Doing things concurrently or trying to juggle 1,000 things at once, sometimes it sounds like a good idea, but from my experience and what I've found, it never really is a good idea. So really refining and trying to focus on one thing at a time. So for me, that's focusing on amplifying my career as a speaker and focus on really providing value, but rather through the boot camp, I'm going to do that through my one-on-one calls and my workshops, which again are already still feeding into me amplifying my speaking career. And that then feeds into my overall goal of increasing my income, because when speaking and delivering workshops and keynotes and what have you, it's a lot more seamless to gain clients that way rather than having to constantly put out content, having to just identify all of those other ways and juggle 1,000 things. When I was also doing my 2019 in review, I found that I could not, or I really started to despise the I don't know, sometimes need that you have as a business owner within this digital age to have to be on social media. And I didn't necessarily want to feel like I always have to post. Like I have to post 3 times a day and I have to go engage with my audience and I have to put my life out here and put like, I don't know, like a magnifying glass on everything that I'm doing all of the time. I think as I've gone further and further within sort of developing myself and my business, I found that the more impact that I make and the more exposure that I get, the more people who know my name and know my business and understand my value and my impact, the more I want to become private about everything that I'm doing, the more I cherish the privacy that I do have and the special moments that, you know, I may get with friends where maybe I'm not putting it out on my Instagram or my LinkedIn, or I'm letting everyone know that I attended a conference or something. Maybe I'm not putting it out there, but I'm living in the moment and it still happened. And I think that is something that a lot of business owners, and I would say even creatives and influencers, may struggle with in this day and age, is feeling like you have to be on these social platforms all of the time in order to remain relevant. And if you've listened to any of my previous episodes on this podcast, you'll understand that I say the things that you do for your brand, it's like planting seeds. And even when you're on these platforms, it's planting seeds. So when you plant that seed, even when you walk away, the tree still grows. Even when you walk away, the tree will still grow. It will still be there because, you know, naturally the world is already really watering that seed, right? So it's already happening. Of course, the more that you're there, the more that you're, you know, attentive to it, the faster it may grow. But I do want to make it very clear that you can still grow. You can still remain, I say, engage, get that exposure that you're looking for by not constantly feeling like you have to be on these platforms, because that's just a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure. So moving into what you guys can expect from me this year in 2020 and just moving forward for the podcast, for the brand table, as stated, definitely more speaking engagements. You'll see me really getting out here and conducting these workshops. You'll see me a lot more working one-on-one and even furthermore in person. And then you'll also see me referencing the brand table, but right now, the brand table is growing on the back end. We're still developing the platform, but right now I feel that the best course of action is to, I would say, amplify my own brand so that the brand table then falls underneath that. You'll also see definitely more of what it's looking like with my side hustles and everything that I'm doing. Of course, like I said, I'm not trying to balance a ton of things at once anymore, but another overall goal for 2020 that I had is to turn a lot of my liabilities that I have into assets. So like I said, renting my home that I purchased, I do now rent my car on Turo as well, just to make extra income and pay for that car note. Just little things like that that I'm really focusing on so that I can really become the best person that I can be, not only within my business, but spiritually, financially, just as a whole as well, holistically. So the episodes this year are definitely going to be, I would say, far more consistent. And that is a promise that I am making to you all, far more consistent. I'm making that promise to you all and to myself. And then even an even deeper dive in topics, right? Again, as you know, I am someone who I try to provide as much value as I can. I try to give you tangible tips while also helping you to understand the intangible strategic piece of what branding is. So yeah, that's where we at. That's where we at. So if you have any questions about anything that I touched on, discussed, whether it's the Airbnb stuff, whether it's really amplifying how I'm amplifying my speaking engagements, getting those speaking engagements, feel free to shoot me a DM on Instagram, shoot me a DM on LinkedIn, what have you. Reach out to me. I don't know, leave a review, what have you, but I want to know what you think, what's going on, and then what you have planned for the year as well. I know we're entering the last month of Q1, so it's really go time now. It is really go time, and the year is flying by. So just like I am giving you all of this information so that you can hold me accountable, let's be accountability partners, and I want to hold you accountable as well. So reach out, let me know what's going on, and get ready for these episodes because I am dropping some fire very, very soon.
Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to the Strategy Behind Branding Yourself podcast. If you love this episode, please go on your social media and share, subscribe, and review. Let me know you're listening by tagging me at Precious C Price. That's at PreciousCPrice. I can't wait to chat with you guys.